When you don't have access to a radio or computer, listen to us on your mobile device. Download the free app for Android or iPhone at radioonthego.com. Stay connected all the time to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share a new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Today's guests on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program are John and Brianne Shipper. What we're going to talk about today, they're part of an organization based out of Iowa Falls called Santa's Helpers, but besides the Iowa Falls area, organization has helped those here in Hampton, around Dumont, and other communities here in the broadcast area. John and Brianne, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
John, can you kind of begin talking about Santa's Helpers and maybe how that got started?
Well, our story's on our page, but basically it was 2013, and my grandma was dying, and our kids just started getting selfish and greedy, and they wanted this and wanted that, and we came together and we told our kids that they were going to each forfeit a present that year to a family that needed help, and they were okay with it. I mean, they were only 8 and 6, and they were okay with it, and we went on Facebook, and I posted that I wanted to find a family, and within 10 minutes, I had messages from a family with 3 kids that had just lost their house in a fire in Geneva. So we told the kids they had a $25 budget. I found out what their other kids liked, and we went shopping. The kids wrapped presents. We delivered them. And then that night, we were actually eating supper, and we thought, you know, we could probably make this bigger. So we made a Facebook group while we were waiting for a pizza. Before our food got there, we had 65 members in our group, and we ended up helping 20 families that year just out of pocket. Then from there on, it's just gotten bigger and bigger, and more people get involved, and more businesses get involved. And I think last year, we had 240 kids we helped.
I was going to say, so since that initial post that you added there, John, the response from the community to help these families has been great?
It's been great. We've got local businesses message me every year asking for families. Most of the daycares here in Iowa Falls pick 1 or 2 families and their kids shop for them. It's just blowing up. We're almost to 1,000 members right now.
And Brianna, I'll get you involved here now, too, if you would like to chip in terms of how this kind of gets going then each year, because here we are, it's well ahead of Thanksgiving, but you guys want to get the word out early and often as well ahead of the holiday season.
Yes. We also have helped families with house fires, for instance, as well, so it's not just Christmas.
We try to post early on the 1st of November so we can get families started, because we try to cut it off like the second week in December so families have time to go shopping for people.
Again, we are joined by John and Brianne Shipper talking about their organization that they started here about 10 years ago. That's Santa's Helpers. Besides the Iowa Falls area, the organization helped those around Hampton, Dumont, and other local communities, not just during the holiday season, as Brianne just alluded to. They also help people that may have had a loss during a fire, things like that. So I was reading through some of the information that you sent us here, John. Kind of tell us then what you're looking at from a family standpoint. What do you guys all need to know in regards so you guys can go get things for the holidays for a certain family? What do you need to know?
All I ask for is the age and sex of the child. We ask for the size of any clothes that are needed. And if they need anything specifically, we want to know that. And then we want a list of ideas of stuff they want for gifts.
And what do you look, I mean, any family that's maybe having some hardships that can be, you know, bought for, I guess, John?
Yeah, anybody that needs help. We don't do a background check. We don't do anything like that. We take it on their trust that if they need help, they're going to ask us for help, and we're going to help them.
And then we already said that the people helping you has really grown here in the past several years. Businesses, too, around Iowa Falls and here in maybe Franklin County have helped you as well.
We've had a little bit in Franklin County. We have a lot of families in Franklin County that we help, so we're hoping that maybe some local businesses up there would like to help out and just get the word out that there's families that are in need that would appreciate the assistance.
Now, it talks about adopting a family. Is that for each individual adopt a family? Or are you just looking at multiple families to buy for? You know, if someone were to help, or are they looking at one individual family first?
Typically, it's just, so I'll post the families anonymously on my Facebook group, and then someone picks the family, and that's all it is. They just pick how many, however many families they want, and they go shopping for those children. And then when it's all done, either they can deliver if the family's okay with it, because we try to keep it private. But if the family's not okay with it, then we pick up the presents and deliver them ourselves.
And I guess, John, if you guys are looking for more help during the holiday season or anything else that you're looking at helping a family with, if someone's looking to help you guys there with Santa's helpers, how should they proceed with that?
The best way is to get us on Facebook, on the Facebook group, because we both can respond to that. That's Santa's Little Helpers, and it's Hardin County, Iowa, and surrounding areas. We've had to update the name a few times because there's more than one Hardin County, apparently.
Joined by John and Brianne Shipper talking about their organization, Santa's Helpers. It helps people around the Iowa Falls area and some here in the Hampton area as well. Again, if you're interested in helping out there, you can find their Facebook page, Santa's Helpers, Hardin County. Be sure to find the right one here in Iowa. And John or Brianne, before we let you go today, anything else you'd like to add about the organization ahead of the holiday season here?
I can tell you this has been a humbling experience, to say the least. Every year it's great to see how many people come out and help families that they don't even know. Every year it's gotten bigger and bigger. Last year was our biggest year yet. And when we were doing deliveries on Christmas Eve and blizzards to make sure the kids got their presents on time. This is our 10th year, and so far we're already over 30 families. We've only been doing it for not even a whole week yet, so I feel like it's going to be a pretty big season. So any help would be appreciated this year for sure.
I also want to say thanks to everybody that has helped out with the organization, whether it's buying for the family, helping the families, delivering, anything. We thank you very much.
Yeah, we can't do this alone.
And it's great to see that more and more people are helping you guys out. So great to get the word out here. Again, joined by John and Brianne Shipper talking about Santa's Helpers, the organization. You can find them on Facebook for more information or ways to help out as well. John and Brianne, thanks for the time. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for inviting us.
Thanks for having us.
All right, John and Brianne Shipper, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com, click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
As this year's harvest season comes to a completion, the planning for the next year's crop begins. Hi, this is Brian Crowley at First Bank Hampton. If you're looking to purchase a new or upgrade an existing piece of farm equipment, you can count on First Bank Hampton to provide you with competitive rates and terms. We've been your ag bank for generations, and we're still committed to provide you with all the financial tools you need to run a successful farming operation. Stop in and visit with our ag lending team for more information. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.